I was in the Navy about 21 years, so most people around here know that. So some of this jargon I'm about to tell you will give you a little description of things and what's been going on with my relation to the church for the past 10 months or so. When a ship is in its nest of ships, there are moored alongside each other, side by side. In between them are bumpers as to not to damage one another in the moving of the current or bad weather. This helps maintain security and safety of the ship. I use this to introduce the last 10 months of my relationship with the church. Our church motto is an intentional community of grace that loves God, demonstrated by loving people in a culture of discipleship. In other words, we as brothers and sisters are to come alongside someone gently moving forward in a godly manner. 7 years ago, my health was fair, but then things went awry with diabetes, cancer, COPD, then the big one, colon cancer, October 2019. I must admit, my world came crashing down all around me. I became more depressed and reclusive to the point that I wrote a letter to pastor explaining why I was away from church. As I sat in my chair at home, two men who were mentors of my life came to mind, Clay Nuttall and David Carmichael. Clay gave the charge message at my ordination, and Dave welcomed me into the church. Both died of cancer just in the past 2 years. Each told me that serving the Lord was not a part-time thing or as needed. As I have struggled these past 10 months, people here in our midst have come alongside me. Sam Martin, Billy Lincecum, Louis Utsley, Tom Lehman, Kimberly Combs. Always encouraging me, asking about my welfare, asking me out of my chair and into society, whether by Bible studies, phone calls, or dinner dates. Tom Lehman came to visit me at my home when I was in a very dark place. Without these people, which God brought into my life, I would have drifted off into a sea of despair. I questioned, why me, God? Yet the passage that Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 10, that things we go through are not to hurt us, but glorify God.